We have a 6-year rotation, which is potatoes to winter wheat to spring barley to peas to winter wheat to winter barley back into potatoes.
And what sort of area are you cropping?
So we combine 1,500 acres, which in Australian terms, not big, but in this country, that's a sort of big area. We run two combines over that because our weather windows in Scotland are so small that if the weather's good, you go, and you go late into the night because that weather window may only be 10 days. So we're aiming to cut 80 to 90 acres a day.
And what sort of yield? So for your wheat, what's an average yield?
Okay, so wheat yields, we are aiming, I'm afraid I'm a bit old school here. We aim for 3.25 tonnes an acre, which is what? Is that about 8 tonnes a hectare, roughly speaking? And then spring barley, we aim for 2.5 tonnes an acre, which is what, 7 and a bit. And winter barley, we aim for 3.5 tonnes an acre, which is probably 8.5 tonnes a hectare.
And what stage of the season are you at right now?
For this year, it's amazing. I would have normally been doing my dinger with you guys here because we would be peak harvest, but we've actually only got 80 acres to cut. So this year we had a really hot July, which actually had really negative effects on wheat yields because the wheat crops were looking fantastic, but they just died on their feet.
So hot, it got, what, to 25?
At 25 in this country, people die. No, and actually, it had got to 26 or 27. My wife went out and bought a kid's swimming pool. To show you how long the heat lasted, it got used twice and has now been drained.
I'm just going to stop and tell you that we had a week of above 45 degrees.
Okay, so but the difference this year is that in the winter, we would normally have a week below minus 10. This year, we had one frost in the whole winter. So this year, the crops got quite a lot of disease in the winter because there was no frost and snow to kill them off. As we mentioned before, as we sit as where the farm is, we are north of Moscow. So we are, it can get cold here. My birthday's in January. I have known to get up on my birthday and it'd be minus 26. In the winter time for the beef side, we will spend half the day with a blowtorch getting the water troughs running.
And where the markets for your grain, where are you selling the grain? How are you using it?
So the winter barley we sell for soup purling, which is the wee white peas you see in the bottom of Scotch broth soup. And I do that direct with the mill in Kelso. The spring barley goes into making lager, which is all done through crisp malt in Alloa. And the wheat all goes for brewing. None of it goes for bread making. It either goes for chicken food or, much better, it goes for making vodka and gin, which I can drink lots of.
What about prices this season? How have prices been?
Prices this year are diabolical, but thankfully I forward sold a lot of the crop. So I've done all right. I've done quite well. For example, at the moment, feed barley is worth £92 a ton. We bought this farm in 1974 when feed barley was £100 a ton. So the swings in fluctuation, all farmers in this country say, oh, we've had great yields. And that inevitably follows up with great yields means crap prices because there's far too much of it. We just need you Australians to have a disaster.
Well, we're actually looking like we're going to have quite a good season this year.
That's no good for me.
What about the type of farming system that you're using? No-tills, big in Australia. What type of system do you use here?
Every acre that we have is ploughed. It's all fully cultivated. We looked at min-till. We saw a drop in yields. I mean, you guys in Australia, I've been out there. The end rig is an irrelevance to you. You just spin the combine round and keep going. The end rig is a big part of our field. So we are heavily cropping everything. It's ploughed, sown, fertilised, sprayed. It's all managed the same. The end rigs are just as important as the middle. And we have found that min-till, there's a lot of problems with bullet weeds that suddenly you can't get rid of them. Well, in the field size, our average field size on this farm is 38 acres. So that is important.
And we're standing here and we're looking out on your house that you're moving into, that your parents live in there now. 1790 it was built in, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And your mother told me it has, what, 20-something bedrooms?
No, it used to have 24 bedrooms. They knocked half of it down when they moved in. It's now only got 9.
So having this bigger house, does that mean you're making a lot more money than Australian farmers?
No. No, we set ourselves quite a simple system, which is, from our point of view, low risk, low return. But we're making about 27% return on our capital employed. We don't try and shoot the lights out. There'll be guys around here who've got turnovers of 5-6 million. Our turnover is probably about 1 million. But we are very stable in what we're doing. It's like banging it out every time. Sports analogies, just bang it out the same every time. And that's what we aim to do. So we're consistent. We don't have the huge fluctuations of suddenly making mega bucks 1 year, but then losing them the next year.
Yeah. And I have to ask, largely because we don't have subsidies, but what proportion of your incomes comes from the subsidies that you get?
Okay, so subsidies make up about 15% of our income. We'd like to see them gone, but if they go from us, they have to go in the whole of Europe, because otherwise you suddenly get a completely unfair playing field that the companies, because it's so easy to ship in the stuff from Europe here, they say, well, your food stuff is so much more expensive, forget it, we're not going to buy yours, we'll go to Europe.